The last year of high school can be exciting, but even for the brightest students, it can be lonely. Today in our Graduation Day LA series, reporter Leah Bailey introduces us to Kenzie Givens. She's a straight-A high school senior who uses poetry to navigate questions of race and isolation.
Give it up for Kenzie Givens!
On a chilly night in South LA, over 100 young people have packed into this small theater for an open mic poetry reading. Kenzie Givens is a 17-year-old African-American poet, and tonight is her first time reading here.
I would be lying to you if I said I was afraid of death. I crave life, and in doing so, crave death.
On stage, Kenzie looks tough. She's dressed in a leather jacket, miniskirt, and combat boots, and her hair is done up in dreads. Despite her confidence on stage, Kenzie doesn't always fit in. She writes poetry because she can't always connect with other students her age.
When I'm at school, I'm usually pretty shy. I have this little place where I sit up. It's actually behind this little shrubbery thing, and that's usually where I go when I eat my lunch. And if I am around people, my head tends to be in a book.
Kenzie doesn't go to school in her own African-American neighborhood. In the third grade, her parents chose to start sending her to charter schools in mostly white, wealthy neighborhoods. She felt like an outsider from an early age.
I tried to make friends with people, and I tried to, like, ingratiate myself into different groups and stuff, but again, I found out that, you know, in order to do that, I'd have to be someone who I was not, and that didn't really appeal to me, and so I just kind of decided to be stubborn and stick it out alone.
Kenzie's neighborhood in South LA is over 70% African American. On the doors, signs read Black owned and Support the Hood. Caroline, Kenzie's mother, admits it wasn't easy sending her away.
I would have liked her to have more African American friends as well, which I think she doesn't have as many. Does she have any? I don't think she has any. No.
I'm certain there's, you know, someone at my school that I could have really great conversations with, but I usually am so focused on my books and exploring, you know, topics on my own that I don't really get to talk about it with anyone. Like, I've never had a boyfriend, or maybe my boyfriend has been a book, I'm not sure.
So are you lonely?
A little, but it's not forever, so, 'cause there's college.
In the meantime, Kenzie started a poetry club at her high school to connect with other poets. During a drizzly lunch period, four teenagers assemble in a classroom to read their poems.
I wrote this poem called English Summer Rain. It's based on...
There are no notebooks here, no scribbled journals. The students write and read their poems from their cell phone screens, their fingers scrolling their words.
One that passed away recently. Who are we but our scars?
I'm here trapped in this dark cave, unable to say anything.
This is a poem about war, Lydia.
I write, I suppose, what feels most real at any moment. It can be any kind of experience that is so moving that it demands to be written down. I think my biggest fear is probably a very common one, and that is of disappearing entirely. I'd like to know that I mattered.
On the night of her first reading, Kenzie's nervousness melts away.
And pure. I want something pure.
She looks grounded, confident about her future. Next year, she's heading to Reed College in Portland, where she's secured early admission and a scholarship. Meanwhile, here in this crowded theater full of poets and performance artists, she's no outsider. On stage, Kenzie Givens is at home.
I want something pure. I would be lying to you if I said I was afraid of life.
Leah Bailey, Annenberg Radio News.